Hello.
Derek, it's Sarah. They said they're not sure.
I got her on the phone right now.
Oh, perfect.
She's trying to cash in again at her job. What'd they say, Amanda?
This morning, twice, it didn't, hold on, let me read the thing. I'm going to put that right there. You can grab over there in the bakery. Hold on, Miss Sarah. Okay, so yeah, this morning twice I tried to cash it, and it kept declining twice, and it sent me a slip saying, you know, sorry, but we're unable to process with this transaction. Our decision was based on the decision or information that was obtained, and then it gives me a number to call if I feel like there's been an error.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm about to try it again and see, and then I'll just have Derek call you back. So give us about 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say?
And then what?
Huh? Oh,
no.
816-328.
Are you still here, Amanda?
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second.
Sure.
Oh, snap.
So, yep, it did it again. She just ran it in at the client. I just wanted, because I did it this morning, and it did the same thing, so I wanted to try it again. Thank you, ma'am. So, yes, ma'am, it is definitely declining. This is the third time, so, yeah, I don't know why it's declining it.
So that's very weird. They checked on our end and they don't see anything. So they said you should contact your bank and see why they're not letting you deposit it.
Oh, well, I'm not depositing it. I've been cashing it at my other job, Walmart. And like the other ones that I've been getting, I was able to cash it no problems. That's why she was like, that's weird. Why are they declining it now? I was like, I don't know. Like, we cashed these checks before. I was like, yeah. So I don't know why it's declining this one for some reason.
Hmm. And there was no one to ask there?
Yeah, she's the manager. If all they can do is give me a slip and give me a number to call.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they gave me. If I feel like I reached an error, I need to call this 1-866 number.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So it's only so much that they can say or do.
Mm-hmm. Right, because it must be an error. I'm saying there's funds in the account. It shouldn't be blocked.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm sorry about that. You don't have a way to send me your account and routing number in a screenshot?
Let me see. Give me one second. Let me.
You were sent another check because you didn't do the screenshot.
Okay, let me see. Okay. What do you want to do? Okay, let me see. Let me go right here where my information is. Okay, I'll be right here. I'm trying to get this stuff sent over to this lady, but it's not letting me screenshot it. Well, I'm almost there. I'm working through it.
You should be able to click, like, copy it to the clipboard and then send that.
Say it one more time, hon.
You should be able to copy it to your clipboard. One minute, Amanda, please.
When I update.
Hi, Amanda.
That's just that. Why I update? I do not like that. I cannot find this to save my life. Okay, so personal information. Let's see, legal name, address, contact, add phone. Give me 1 second, y'all. Okay, so copy. Me copied on the clipboard, it's just giving you the numbers. It's like just letting me copy the numbers. It's not letting me do it how, I don't know how you want it to be done, but this is only letting me copy it and yeah, so that's for
okay.
I don't, so did you kick? I can barely hear you.
I'm sorry. I'm going to ask if I can just put it in then, because without a picture, just the picture is to verify, like, the numbers are correct and everything. So that's why I usually.
Yeah. I'm trying to see when I screenshot it. Yeah, see, it just goes away. And so I copied it, but it's just literally gone away. Like, it's not.
Okay, so I'm going to ask. Let me see if I can get an answer right now. Okay.
Okay, let me see if I can use somebody's phone. I could probably send it to. No, I don't want to send it to somebody else's phone. Never mind, I'm not doing that.
Mm-mm. 1 minute. Hi, Amanda. Okay, so I'm going to put it in, even though we usually don't do this because we usually want to verify the account. I'll do it for you this time, and I'm going to put it in, and it will be for next week's payroll.
I said it one more time. I can barely hear you.
You still can't hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. It's like you fading in and out. So say it again for me, hon.
Sorry. I'm going to put it in for you with the account and routing number that you sent me before. And even though we usually don't do this, I'll do it for you since it's hard to figure out how to do it. It's not working.
Yeah, thank you. Because, I mean, like, the clipboard that you're having me copy, it's copying it to the clipboard, and I just sent it to you again, but it is only sending you the numbers. It's not loud. It's, like, not letting me do it no other way. It's literally.
And it's going to Sutton Bank. That's what popped up, correct?
What is the bank?
Sutton.
You said what bank?
Sutton, S-U-T-T-O-N.
Yes. It's my Cash App card. Yes, ma'am.
95. Okay, great. So this should be in for next week.
Okay. And so what do I need to do with this form that I have? Because it's clearly not letting me cash it. What should I do with this one?
So with that one, you should contact the number because, as I said, they don't think it has to do with us because if it's bouncing, it's not like it's there's funds in the account, so there's no reason why it shouldn't be going through.
Okay.
So if you don't hear from them, if you contact them and they say, I'm sorry, we can't help you with it, then I guess give me a call back and I'll see what I could do further.
Okay. That sounds like a plan.
Okay.
I'll do that. I'll call this number on the piece of paper that they gave me, and then I'll give you guys a call back.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right, thank you.
All right, bye. Thanks.